Christmas and a happy new year. Good tidings.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho! It's week four of Santa's Secrets. Welcome back for this segment, this 2SER exclusive. I've got Santa with me now in 2SER Studios. Welcome, Santa. How are you?
I'm very good, Eva, and I'm glad you can count to four. You know, there are some cultures where they have one, two, more than two, and that's it. That's all they need.
So they might go ho, ho at Christmas time.
Maybe they do, but I don't. I go, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
And you do it very well, Santa. Thank you very much. Now, the countdown is on, 10 days until Christmas. Can you believe it, Santa?
I know it's hard to believe. I'm glad my elves are just working so hard, and I should be too, but it's more fun to be here talking to the lovely listeners of 2SER 107.3.
Well, we appreciate you being here and answering our questions every week, Santa. Now, I've got a burning question from Emmett. He's from Toowoomba. Have you heard of Toowoomba, Santa? Of course you have.
Of course I have. I've delivered presents to Toowoomba.
You've been everywhere, Santa.
I've been everywhere, man.
Are your elves going pretty well?
What a delightful question. Not one about me, not one about Emmett, one about the elves. Yes, the elves are going very well, Emmett, but I will pass on your good wishes to them, and I'm sure that as soon as they hear it, they'd hope that I'd pass them back to you. So, Merry Christmas to you, Emmett, from Santa and the elves.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you, Emmett, for your question. And now we've got Lydia.
Lydia? Lydia, oh Lydia, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. I'm sure it's not Lydia the tattooed lady, is it?
I think she sounds maybe too young to have a tattoo.
Well, let's see. I mean, where's she from?
Lydia's from the Blue Mountains.
Oh, maybe she's got a henna tattoo.
She might.
Lydia, oh Lydia, have you met Lydia? Lydia with a I'm not even going to sing it.
Hey, Lydia. If you could ask Santa a question, what would you ask Santa? You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Lydia doesn't have a question.
Never mind. Lydia never had the question. And I think her mum was really trying to get something out of her there, but that's okay. Thank you, Lydia, anyway. We appreciate your voice recording.
Merry Christmas to Lydia and to Lydia's mum.
Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady.
Now, text in on the text line 0468 44 1073. We would love to hear from you.
I believe we have got a message from someone who's texted in.
We do indeed, Santa. How did you know that?
I'm Santa. I'm meant to know these things.
Pete and EO from When the Levee Breaks want to know what your favourite genre of music is and a favourite song in that genre, Santa.
I have an answer for that. I don't have to think very hard, but do you want to explain what When the Levee Breaks is?
Well, When the Levee Breaks is actually a show here on 2SER.
Oh, I see. So it's good to know that people at 2SER listen to each other's shows. That's
absolutely
brilliant.
Absolutely we do.
Well, if I answer Pete and EO's question, then I want them to play my favourite song in my favourite genre and dedicate it to Monday Daily.
That's it, Santa. I think you're spot on there.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it may not surprise you at all to know that my favourite genre is novelty Christmas songs. And I will give you some examples. There's one that I won't sing for you because people are probably playing Whamageddon and it would be unfair for them to get out. Mm. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not even going to explain it. Google Whamageddon later on. Other songs include, oh, Cheech and Chong's Santa and His Old Lady. Do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
It begins like this. Here comes Santa Claus, the vado with the hair on his knees.
He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Donde está Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws.
It's very silly, but Cheech and Chong are very silly. I really like Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Oh, yes.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
But my favourite, and this should come as no surprise, my favourite is a duet by Bing Crosby and David Bowie. It's their Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy.
Oh,
Yes. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's Bing. And then Bowie comes in over the top with Peace on Earth.
Peace on Earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Oh, well done. Peace on Earth.
There you go. We're the new Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, who dreamt of a white Christmas, just like the ones he used to know.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Well, there you have it. Santa's favourite genre is the novelty Christmas song.
And the favourite example of that is definitely David Bowie and Bing Crosby singing Peace on Earth / Little Drummer Boy. It's a duet.
Now, we've only got one more week of Santa's Secrets until Santa's Secrets is coming to an end, because after Christmas, it's your rest time. It's your annual leave.
That's right. I don't think there's much call for it in January.
So if you have any burning questions, we encourage you, 0468441073, text in. We've only got 1 week left. Santa, I'm very sad.
It's okay. I'll be back.
Every year, same time.
Yes, otherwise you might break into It's Been a Blue Christmas Without You.
Cue that track.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you very much. Ah ha ha.
Good tidings we bring to you.